right, sure. You know what time it is. It's time for our project of the week. And, boy, the one thing that we're hearing more and more in the news, maybe, you know, we hear about the COVID, the resurgence of that. It's indoor, breathing the same gunk, the stagnant air, but other things too, just how bad our indoor air quality is. The folks that study asthma has been really warning us for probably the last 10, 15 years that that stagnant air in your home can be causing a lot of issues, sinus issues, asthma issues. So Erica is with us. She is with Easy Breathe. You've heard her on this show many times. And Erica, welcome again to At Home with Gary Sullivan. How are you?
I'm doing great, Gary. Thanks for having me.
You're quite welcome. Well, here we go with the COVID thing again. I won't get into that, but eventually I'm going to touch on it. The way I kind of painted the picture, we all seem to, and have for years, you get flu in the wintertime, you got sinuses, folks get asthma and all this. Our indoor air is getting worse, not better. Yeah.
What's going on? Yes, it is. Well, you know, Gary, our building practices have changed over the last, you know, two, three, four decades to create very energy efficient homes, which is a wonderful thing. You know, they cost us less money. Our homes, you know, don't need as many, you know, dollars to heat and cool as they once did. Mm-hmm. But the flip side of that is they're so much tighter and they're so efficient that we've tipped the scale in that quest for saving dollars. Now we've created these toxic indoor environments, so much so that people call us on a regular basis telling us they moved into their, you know, dream home. They spent the last year building it, and since they moved in, they've been sick. And it's been months and months, and they can't figure out what's going on. And and we've been doing this long enough to know, you know, the air quality suffers in these, you know, tight, very, very efficient homes. New modern building practices have tipped the scale in favor of that to the detriment of our indoor air quality. So we spend more times in our homes this time of year. We're in these very energy efficient homes with great windows and new roofs and better insulation. And we breathe this recycled air over and over. And it has large, large numbers of contaminants, not just from the building process itself, you know, glues, epoxies, resins, but the act of living in our homes and bathing and cooking and breathing, and then what we bring into our home with our pets and our furniture and our paint and the off-gassing. So our homes have become these toxic cocktails of indoor air quality. And you're right. The EPA tells us that the indoor air quality is a minimum of 3 to 5 times worse inside our homes than it is outside.
People have been warning us about this for the last 20 years. I mean, I talked about the Asthma Association. They've kind of traced that back to indoor air quality in a lot of cases. Where's building codes and practices going with making that air healthier?
Well, that's a great question, Gary. They're changing all over the country, and it makes sense in the northern states in the northern climates where they experience long winters, where you're closed, buttoned up in your home for 6-8 months at a time. You know, Alaska, Washington, Oregon, the Dakotas, Minnesota, some of these states have now put it in their codes that foundation ventilation, crawl space, mechanical ventilation, not these passive vents that, you know, was the building practice. They just really contributed more to the problem, actually. But the idea, they knew they wanted to create some air movement in these below-grade spaces, because not only do contaminants get absorbed into these spaces and then they get drawn up into the home through the natural stack effect or chimney effect of that heat rising, but also, you know, the environment down there, it concentrates to very, very unhealthy levels. And your nose can tell you. I mean, we've all been in a basement or have put our head down the crawl space, and your nose tells you this air isn't good.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the fear here, too, is with natural gas prices going up 40%, people are going to add more insulation, use more caulking. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. But what I'm saying is you're going to break that equilibrium again. It's going to tilt the other way again. And for every time you tighten your home up, you have to control the ventilation. So you have to you have to bring air in to get the old air out. I mean, Mother Nature doesn't do that with a hole in the wall, correct?
Correct. And we do that already in our homes. You know, the areas where we have contamination, the kitchen, the bathroom, the attic, we are ventilating. You know, there's attic fans. You turn on the fan in the shower because you're generating moisture. You turn on the fan above the kitchen hood because you're generating moisture. The foundation is the same. The moisture is being generated in a very passive way because it's being absorbed into the walls and the floor from the outside, from the soil. And I'm not talking about liquid bulk water that you can put pumps and drains and get that out. I mean, that's a good thing too, waterproofing. But what we're discussing here today is the air quality, that water vapor or the humidity that we often call that in the air. That's passively happening in your foundation every day. The experts tell us 15 to 20 gallons of water vapor gets absorbed into the walls and the floor of your foundation on a daily basis. So imagine, you know, 15 gallons of milk of water vapor daily. Yep. So we know, and intuitively we can feel it. It feels thick. It feels stuffy. Your nose tells you there's something funky down here. And with so many people in the last year and a half utilizing those spaces more, it's and obviously air quality is, everybody understands, contaminated air can make you sick. I mean, that's one of the big learns from this COVID pandemic is truly the importance of clean indoor air. Right. So, you know, we've been talking to folks that, well, I knew I had this musty tinge in the air or the air felt thick, but now that's my home office. Or now, you know, we want to put a gym in and I don't want to be breathing that air. Or they already do and they call and say, I think something's making me sick in my basement. I'm breathing down there because I put a gym in. And I cough and I sneeze and I get a headache. Well, sure, because the air quality that you're breathing directly affects your health. And that's really what we're here to do is to help folks, you know, breathe clean air and feel healthier in their homes.
Yeah, I know. You know, 30 years ago, we used to put insulation and wrap it in plastic. And we don't do that anymore because that water vapor that you were talking about, that 15, 20 gallons, would create condensation in the insulation and get moldy. So, you know, this isn't stuff we're making up. We're learning as we go. You bring up the COVID, and I'm sure there's research being done. I'm also sure that the research isn't concluded. But ventilation, you know, they're telling people, you know, wear a mask indoors, et cetera. Restaurants, you know, they put in special venting to get people into the restaurant. Would a home air exchanger help there also?
Yes. And, you know, we being in the indoor air quality world for over, you know, 20 years now, we follow, you know, indoor air quality experts, industrial hygienists. These are the people that create clean spaces in hospitals and in laboratories. So when they're talking about indoor air, these are the experts. And based on the tiny, tiny particle size of the infectious nuclei of the COVID virus, the only way to truly attack it is through air exchanges. You want to reduce the viral load in the air. That is one of the best strategies. So air exchanges, like you said, Gary, you know, getting that bad air out and creating space for new, cleaner air. So moving, and it's just like I liken it to water. Air and water behave very similar. So if you have a stagnant pond that doesn't move very much, you get a lot of growth around the edges, lots of mosses and mildews and pussy willows and lots of things living. In a river that runs and it's rushing and it's moving, you don't see that same kind of growth. Air is the same way. Stagnant air breeds and holds lots of gunk, and we call that airborne particles or allergens. You know, anything in the air is an irritant to your respiratory tract. So if we move that air and you keep it moving, you keep all those particles being exhausted, you're not going to see that concentration of growth in the air, those high concentrations of particles and allergens and viruses and danders and molds and bacteria. You're going to be breathing a cleaner quality of air. And, you know, our Easy Breathe testing, like I said, we've been doing this for a long time, and we first did it just to get rid of that musty odor. But after years of testing, we now realize we reduce that particulate count in the air by 85%.
Wow.
So a home with an Easy Breathe is going to have 85% less gunk, if you will, in the air, to include all those particles that irritate our respiratory tract. So, well, you know, we're very blessed to be able to help people as well as we do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, folks, you can tell Erica is very knowledgeable when it comes to indoor air quality. We haven't talked much about the Easy Breathe. That's her real job, and that is to rectify the problems that we talked about. So we got a couple minutes. An Easy Breathe is a freestanding unit. I've had one in my home for a number of years. What does that do to rectify the problem we've just discussed?
The Easy Breathe create from the lowest level of the home, where a lot of these contaminants, like I mentioned, get absorbed. We reduce the air at that level, right? It's another source of moisture, less like we talked about the kitchen, the attic, the bathroom. Well, the foundation is a source of moisture too. So we source the Easy Breathe down in the lowest level on an outside wall, and we create a path of escape. We start vacuuming the air off the floor of the basement first, or the crawl space, and we evacuate to the outside. And over time, that creates complete home air exchanges anywhere from 3 to 10 times a day, depending on the size of the structure. And that's what, you know, the experts tell us. You need a minimum of 3 air exchanges per day to create an indoor air quality that has a particle load that is healthy for humans to breathe. So you can imagine in these tighter homes, there is no ongoing mechanical ventilation, and that is what we do. We do that from the lowest level. We do it in the background. There you can set it. You forget it. It works without you having to maintain it. No buckets, no filters. It simply removes the air in its whole state to the outside, creating a healthier indoor environment, less particles in the air from top to bottom. It doesn't just serve the basement. Sure. It's just source there, because that's where the worst air arguably right. lives in the basement of the home.
Sure. Well, folks, you can learn more. It's letter E, letter Z, breathe.com. Now, these can be installed, or you can install them yourself. Where do they get the Easy Breathe, Erica?
They call us, and we ship the Easy Breathe directly to you.
Okay.
Self-installs became a very popular thing with the whole lockdowns a few years ago. So, right. you know, we understand there's lots of handy homeowners, especially your listeners. So we offer, you know, special self-install pricing. We also offer it with professional installation with an installer local to the area where you live.
Okay. Okay. And the website, again, is easybreathe.com, correct?
Correct.
All right. Well, I hope you have a healthy air new year and a very Merry Christmas,
yes.
Erica.
Thank you so much, Gary.
All right. Take
you
care.
Too.
Thank
Bye-bye
you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. All right. We're going to hear, I've been saying this probably for about 10 years, and that is we're going to hear more and more about how important healthy air is inside our homes. And it's increased dramatically in the last 2 years. And it's going to continue to keep increasing. Check it out. It's easybreathe.com. Your calls at 800-823-8255. That's next. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.